Free Talk Live, and we are launching into the third hour of the program. Of course, plenty of time for your calls and thoughts. All you have to do is dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com, where you'll find all the features there completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Still to come here tonight, GMO labeling. Mark has some conflicting views on this particular issue, internally conflicting views, and they may also conflict with Allie and possibly me, so we'll find out where that goes here in a little bit. We're also in the middle of an email or Facebook message or something. Where did it come from, this message? Facebook message from an individual about questioning kind of an activism question and also taking your calls. Again, the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN is 855-450-FREE. We have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. That's where we're going to go to start things out here tonight. Brad is on the line listening to KGOE out in the Eureka area of California. Hey, Brad.
Hi, Ian.
Welcome. It's Ian. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. I just got back to California, and I found out you're on the radio here at KGOE, and I'd like to thank Tom Seaborn for putting your show on.
Me
I've been
too.
In email contact with him before, and I suggested he should do that, you know, a couple months ago.
And oh, thank you.
Good on
I'm
you.
I'm glad that he did.
Yeah, me too. Well, as you know, we've been on KGOE for a number of years on Saturday afternoons. Of course, you know, it's the West Coast, so when we do our evening show, it's the afternoon over there. And it's been great being on there on Saturdays, and he recently had a change in the weekdays where he had the opportunity to put us on. He'd been promising to put Free Talk Live in there on weekdays at some point, and he finally had the excuse to do it. And he's it's a test kind of thing. It's an unofficial move at this point. It may or may not be here after the next.
That's the nice thing about Free Talk Live, you don't have to sign contracts like that. You can try it out and see how it works.
Yeah, and so he needs feedback. So if you like the show, you like that we're on during the week, shoot a call or an email to Tom over at KGOE. Call him on the business line during business hours, tomorrow or sometime this week. Tell him thanks, because I know that that he'd appreciate hearing from you. And if you hate Free Talk Live, go ahead and call Tom and let him know that you absolutely hate us as well, because that'll probably help us out if you do that.
Okay. I'll tell him I've got his email address on my email already. I've talked to him before, so I'll do
thanks
that.
Thanks for that, Brad. Was there anything you wanted to comment on tonight?
No, I heard that another guy from Eureka call you earlier that was
sorry. Oh, thank you for the call tonight, but I appreciate your passion, and I understand that the old man that called the show was definitely an annoyance to some people. I can understand why you would say the S-bomb, but
he was ragging on some poop.
Remember, even though you're calling us on the internet, it's still going on the radio. So. Anyway, appreciate
that's why
the call.
We have dump buttons.
That's right. I appreciate the call, Brad, and thank you. And again, welcome to all of our weekday listeners out there in KGOE land. You know, one of the tricks, just kind of an inside radio thing for those of you listening on the radio, especially out in California there, one of the issues as to why it's kind of a questionable thing as to whether or not Free Talk Live will continue is because, they do local news there. It's afternoon drive. I mean, we're drive time in Eureka. And so, one of the tricky things is getting enough time in the commercial breaks to have enough time to play the advertisers' information and then also have some local news in there as well. And so he's kind of struggling with figuring out how to exactly do that within the confines of the way our show's laid out.
Yeah.
Technically. So I think that, with enough feedback from listeners, he would figure out a way to make that happen. So there you go. And by the way, the same thing applies to anybody listening anywhere, whether you're listening online or you're listening on a local radio station. Feedback, positive feedback about a radio station's programming is very important, and it's something that program directors just don't hear enough of. When somebody calls a radio station and wants to talk to the program director about their programming, probably 9 times out of 10, that person's going to complain about something. They don't like what such and such said on the air yesterday. The morning host said something offensive, or I don't like the way that host sounds, or et cetera. I think you should do this instead of that. Well, if you're not calling to break down something that's on the air and you're calling to instead say something constructive, something that, hey, I like listening to your station. Here's what I like about your station. I like this show, but I think you should also have Free Talk Live. That's a show I listen to online. I spend my time online listening to it, and I could be spending that time listening to your station.
Well, there's
and
nothing
your local
like listening to the radio as opposed to, you know, other forms of listening. Nothing's as easy, nothing's as accessible, and nothing has local information like the radio does.
Right. So a little bit of positive feedback can go a long way towards helping Free Talk Live get on the air. So thank you to everybody that takes the time to call local radio talk station program directors and talk about us. So let's continue here and go to Nashville, Tennessee, where Stephen is on the line. Hey, Stephen.
Hi, yes. First time caller.
Welcome.
I got a twofold question. So I would like to know, how does a free society deal with the current nuclear arsenals that exist in the world? And would those nuclear arsenals have been developed in a free society to begin?
Insurance. That would be my response.
Insurance?
Yeah.
How does that deal with a nuclear arsenal?
I don't think that... I think it would be difficult to get something like that insured. Because if you're liable for damages and you're worried about some kind of nuclear disaster...
How does that deal with the... I think the question is, how do you deal with the existing nuclear weapons and getting rid of them? Is that your question, Stephen?
Correct.
So we're just talking about weapons, not the use of nuclear energy or anything like that.
So we're talking about the stockpile of nuclear armaments.
Yeah, when the United States government goes away, which all empires do go away, what happens to the ICBMs and nuclear weapons that are out there? If you'll remember at the fall of the Soviet Union, there was a big scare about suitcase nukes. We haven't yet seen one of these suitcase nukes, but, you know, there was a big problem. And, you know, what does that mean? Where do they go? And what happens?
Well, definitely the worst place for them to be is in the hands of government who isn't responsible for what happens.
Yeah, there's certainly that.
Well, I would like to see them completely dismantled and, you know, gotten rid of. How exactly you go about accomplishing that, I'm not really sure what the process is, but there is obviously a process to dismantling these things. And presumably that's something that other people would find an interest in if we had gotten to the point where we felt like we no longer needed a state anymore. Because usually the reason why people believe in the state is because they believe that the state protects them. And, of course, they give the state permission to have all kinds of weapons, including nuclear weapons, in order...
And then the state disallows them from having the same weapons.
In order to supposedly feel protected. So as long as people are still scared of each other and scared of other human beings around the world, there will probably always be nuclear weapons. But if we have enough of a shift mentally, collectively, towards peace, towards one another, towards looking at other people as human beings rather than enemies or, you know, those bad people in that other country and looking to them as our brothers and sisters, then maybe we'll have the, you know, the collective forethought and interest in being able to remove these things. So that's my general answer, Stephen. Is that sort of what you were asking about?
Quite so. I think it boils down to whether or not you want to live in fear or live in freedom, I suppose, and what risk you are willing to take to live in, like, with such ideology.
Well, right. I think the higher risk is to live in fear, because then there's more of a likelihood that somebody's going to attack because of just the, you know, fear does not bring very peaceful states of mind. It's and then, of course, whatever you are on the inside is likely what you'll manifest outside of yourself. You know, there's some great Martin Luther King quotes about peace that have been floating about Facebook today. I think it's so important for people to come to peace inside so we can actually have a chance of seeing it on the outside. But I don't think we're ever going to see nuclear weapons disarmed until people are ready to embrace their brothers and sisters worldwide.
Well, the question was, what would happen to them in a free society? So we're assuming that shift has already happened. So the reason my answer was insurance is because I don't think that any businesses really have I don't think anyone in the market acting voluntarily has much use for bombs. You know,
no, certainly
that
aren't, not.
They can't be used, like, maybe in, like, some self-defense scenario or something. It's kind of hard to imagine, though. I don't think there's a lot of value in having these, you know, these weapons that could do mass destruction, and it would require, like, a huge insurance policy. It wouldn't be worth it to keep them around. No one would want to own them. They'd be too expensive to own.
It's an interesting answer to the question. Go ahead, Stephen.
I was going to say there's too many incentives to not use a nuclear weapon.
Right.
Loss of land, loss of life.
Unless you're the government.
Yeah, so I think the incentive would be to just get rid of them, and we'll come back with more here. If you want more, Stephen, hang on. Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Normal blood pressure. Naturally, how would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything that you want to talk about here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. We give them away to you, so please head on over there. We've got archives that go back for years. You just click and download, and they're yours for free. So enjoy at freetalklive.com. Now, if you have been thinking about getting Bitcoins, and you've gone as so far as to get a Bitcoin wallet, maybe you got the CryptoKit extension for your Google Chrome browser, or perhaps you've gone to blockchain.info, whatever you've done, you got the Bitcoin wallet, and you're ready to load it up with some Bitcoins, go to cashintocoins.com. They make it easy. It's also safe, fast, legal and inexpensive. They're, I think their exchange rate's only 3% at Cash Into Coins. That's, I just checked it a few days ago. Now, if you order under $40 worth, there's no exchange rate. It's literally a zero fee on getting Bitcoins if you're doing less than $40 worth over at CashIntoCoins.com. All you do is you go to CashIntoCoins.com, select your destination in which you would like to deposit. You can use Wells Fargo, Bank of America, or any credit union that has what's called shared branching. Now, you don't have to have an account at these banks. You don't even have to have a bank account at all. You just have to have cash. You take the cash into the bank, you use the deposit information they give you at cashintocoins.com, and within usually about a business day, so you know the next day typically, the next business day, you'll get Bitcoins in your Bitcoin wallet. It's that simple. Cashintocoins.com, it works. I've done it more than once. Cashintocoins.com. So we've got Steven. He's still on the line here, Allie. I want to bring him back on. Can you explain a little further what you meant by insurance? Because Steven said that, well, what about, okay, so we get into this liberty-oriented world, and now there's all this leftover nuclear armament, all these bombs, these terrifying things that have destroyed human lives in the past and could do so again. How is it that insurance is going to protect people from that, or what were you getting at? I don't feel like you had enough time to really explain your position.
Well, I don't know exactly how it would work, but, I mean, I think the purpose of insurance is to try to protect yourself in case something bad happens. So I feel like, you know, in order to purchase one of these weapons, it would be way too expensive for a company to own one. And like, if you're like, well, if they have enough, they could just blow up everything in case, you know, something did happen and they're not responsible. I don't see why they would do that.
There's a miscommunication. What I'm hearing you say is that a company would, you're looking at and analyzing whether or not a company would want to acquire a nuclear weapon. And I agree with you. There's no fiscal reason that anybody in business would want to have weapons like that. It just doesn't make sense. It makes no sense for companies to go to war against one another. It doesn't make economic sense.
Maybe I could use like an analogy. Okay, so like if you go to rent from someone and they make you put down a deposit for owning an animal, right? Because the animals mm-hmm. likely do damage to the property and that's their property. So they expect to have to pay to fix it up after you leave with your animal that did the, so imagine like you had this animal that could like every day pooped everywhere around the apartment. That's going to be more expensive to insure. Like if you had a monkey or something for a pet, no one's going to want to rent to you. And if they did, they would charge you like twice as much because you're more likely to do more damage with that kind of pet around. The same thing if you own an atomic weapon, you can't. It's too expensive to own one of those things. And what value are we going to get from having it?
You're saying that they
haven't
wouldn't
you
be
always
able
wanted
to...
a monkey.
So, but
I
what
have,
you're saying...
but it's too expensive to own one because I don't think I could rent from anyone.
So what you're saying is that if a company did want to have a nuclear weapon, that they would not be able to be insured because there'd be too much of a risk
right.
involved.
They could maybe get insured.
I get what you're saying, but that doesn't answer his question. His question is, what do you do about the existing nuclear armaments? And I think the only answer to that is, before you shut the government down, you get rid of them. But let me bring Stephen back on the line. And what I mean by that is, you know, one of the last acts of the final president or whatever should be to, look, hey, get rid of this crap. I mean, that's how I feel about it.
But that shouldn't be an argument to keep the state around, right?
I'm not arguing to keep the state around.
If the state's gone and there's still weapons around, then that's not going to really be a problem the market couldn't solve.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. But I think people are going to want an answer to this question because we're talking about nuclear weapons. Steven, you're back with us. I mean, is that kind of what you were looking for?
Yeah. Another aspect of this would be whether or not trying to, like, if it was the last act of government to try and take away people's, like, other states' nuclear weapons or whatever have you, perhaps the act of trying to take them away would provoke their use.
Yeah, I meant their own personal, like, so if the United States were to, for whatever reason, go away, then I would think that most people would agree that the nuclear weapons should go away as well. I wouldn't want those falling into anyone's hands. I don't want them in the government's hands, but as long as they are in the government's hands, then I wouldn't object to whoever it is that is able to take those things apart, having a contract, you know, here you go. Here, take some money, and, you know, we've still got some money left. You can take some of that and just get rid of these things. That's how I feel about it. Mark, what do you think? You've been kind of quiet in this conversation.
You know, I think this is a really tough, one of those really tough conundrums. One has to go a long way, a very long way, to try to imagine what the world's going to be like. And I don't really know the answer as to what things are going to be like in this, potentially free world. The only questions I have are, can I, and some people who agree with me, have a piece of land, buy a piece of land, and live unmolested by your particular band of thieves and brigands. I don't care what color their flag is. If it's your favorite flag, if they've got eagles and stars and bars, I don't care. None of those things matter to me. My question is, are you going to attack me if I choose to no longer associate with your gang? And after that, I don't know. I mean, I just don't know. The world begins to really shake apart, because once they let one group of people live unmolested, then what are they going to do?
So what you're saying is, you're not asking for all the answers to all the questions to be answered. You're simple, man. You just want to be left alone and feel like that should be, you know, all you need.
Well, the United States government's going to guard those nukes until its very last breath. And then after that, we don't know what's going to happen with them, and I don't know. That's why we shouldn't let governments have these things.
Stephen, hopefully that answers your question. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I can't wait to hear this on the podcast tomorrow.
All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. You know, the other thing that he had asked about was, well, would they have come about in the event that, you know, rewind back to before nuclear weapons existed and put some libertarians in office? Would nuclear weapons ever had been developed? And that's one of those what-if scenarios where, you know.
The problem with World War II, the thing that people will tell you is that if we hadn't been in World War II, Hitler would have created the nuclear weapon, we'd all be dead. That will be what they'll say. But the problem is that it works on a status paradigm, saying that somehow World War I was okay. Hitler would have never ascended to power in Europe if it hadn't have been for the United States Woodrow Wilson acceding to the Republicans and allowing United States involvement in World War I.
Good point. So had throughout the history of the U.S., had we had real liberty-oriented foreign policy, which would basically be, we don't mess with you, we don't go and bomb people, we don't kill innocent people around the world, no warmongering, only defense would have been more of a libertarian policy, odds are good there wouldn't have been the arms race there was, and so maybe those things wouldn't have come about. But either way, that's all pure speculation.
Maybe Canada would be the world superpower.
Who knows? And regardless, we're here now, and these things exist, and something needs to be done about it. So I think that it'd be nice for the U.S. to lead the way and disarm them now, but obviously that's not going to happen. More coming up.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com opened the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123 FreeSeeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. Mark's packing up. He's getting ready to head out for, what, a couple weeks? You're going to be gone from the
show. Yeah, I'm going to be gone almost 2 weeks.
And so a portion of that time, you're going to be in Miami at the upcoming Bitcoin conference.
Right, so the North American Bitcoin conference on Miami Beach. It's going to be tough. January, Miami Beach, terrible place to be.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Hard work here. What they're going to be trying to do is hundreds of people are coming to this event, and the intention is to set the direction for moving Bitcoin from speculation into the mainstream. Now, I think that they've got a relatively easy path. It seems like Bitcoin is moving there on its own, but these will be the Bitcoinerati. These are a lot of important folks in the Bitcoin world. There's going to be connections made, jobs offered. People are going to find new programmers. All kinds of things are going to happen in the Bitcoin economy.
You know, I can't stress how important conventions really are. It's easy to look at a convention in this digital age and say, "Pah, who needs to go to a convention? We can meet online." Well, there's something real about being there with these people, being able to connect eyes with them and shake their hand and talk to them and, you know, trade a business card or whatever, you know, whatever the new version of business cards is on the cell phones, etc. Get phone numbers and, you know, follow up later on. Because a lot of these connections that you'll make, maybe they won't pan out right away, but maybe later on down the line, the people you meet might be the next job that you get, or who knows what'll happen. You won't know unless you go.
And if you're a merchant and you want to find out how to take Bitcoins, they've got a free merchant workshop going on there. All you have to do, now, obviously, if you want to go to the rest of the convention, you've got to pay for it and get your tickets. BTC, that's the abbreviation for Bitcoin, BTC, Miami.com. Now, you can pay in Bitcoins, you can pay in cash, it's up to you. BTC, Miami.com, come join me and many of the other Bitcoin luminaries.
Will tickets be available at the door?
I would imagine. I haven't
haven't heard otherwise.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not my job to sell them at the door. It's my job to sell them ahead of time.
No doubt. No doubt. So you're going to be there, and you'll be emceeing the event.
That's right.
Right.
Very exciting.
Very exciting. All right. So, and I presume you will call in and give us some updates.
Yeah, I'll let folks know about what's going on.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. And then GMO labeling still to come here tonight. Ken is listening in Illinois. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
Hey, guys. Love you. Love your respective shows.
Welcome.
I think it was rather providential that you guys would have been talking about earlier having having callers call in to the program directors and so on and so forth, giving their constructive criticism. Ian, if I'm not mistaken, I think you're the program director for LRN. Is that right?
I am. Yes, that's right. LRN.fm. It's an internet streaming channel.
Yeah.
Tell you what, you're breaking up, Ken. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay, I got you now. Go ahead.
The podcast that you guys had with Penn Jillette, I was wondering, is that going to be like a regular recurring thing? That was
Penn
really good.
Sundays.
I like that.
Penn Sunday School is the podcast you're talking about. Penn Jillette, of course, half of the team, Penn and Teller. Really?
No, much more than half by weight.
He's a big guy. There's no doubt about that. And he talks a lot more than Teller, too, so there's that. But, yeah, he does a great show. It's a weekly show. He actually does it on Sunday, as you would expect from Penn Sunday School. He's an atheist, though, and so he comes at things from a bit of a different perspective.
It's funny. Sunday School.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, speaking of their show, I watched, like, over 10 episodes before I realized that Teller doesn't speak. Like, I just never noticed that.
You watched... Penn and Teller's BS. You mean their television show.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so... Well, Teller does speak every now and then, but it's very, very rare.
Did he come on Penn's show?
He has been on Penn's show, as a matter of fact, yeah. So you were just saying you like that show? Is it going to be regular, you ask?
Yeah, it's extremely entertaining. I mean...
It is regular, as a matter of fact. He produces it weekly. And so the way that LRN podcasts work is that because podcasts are of varying lengths, there's never any guarantee that a podcast is going to be the same length one week to the next. Simply, that's just the way podcasts are made. There's just, you know, stream of consciousness in a lot of cases, and most podcasters aren't nailed to a clock like we are here on radio. You know, here on the radio world, we have to be on time. With a podcast, you can record whenever you want, however long you want. You can put it up, you can put two different recordings together and whatever. So the way I deal with that as a programmer is I put the podcast together in a block of time. So when you look at LRN.fm's show schedule, you'll see there's live shows, there's recorded shows, and then there's the podcast blocks. So what happens is Penn's show, being a weekly show, is in what we call the weekly podcast loop. So there's no way to predict exactly when his show is going to air on LRN, but you do know when the time slot will be that it will be heard. So podcasts run from, the weekly podcasts run from noon to 3 on weekdays, and there's some other times on weekends that they run. So that's when you'll hear his show, and there is a specific order to the shows. If you go to the show schedule at shows.lrn.fm, you can see what the order of the shows is that the weekly podcasts are, and then you can identify whatever show's currently on, and that'll give you some idea of how far into the future you will hear Penn's show. But that's the best I can tell you as far as when you'll hear it on the network.
Okay, that works. I think I really should have figured as much being the I've checked out the program guide a couple times.
If you read the page, it does give you details on how all that works. So that's. I hope I answered your question, Ken. Anything else?
Marvelously. If I could, real quick, touch upon Steven's question earlier about what to do with the nukes.
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
My best guess would just be, you know, in the most responsible fashion possible, launch them out into space. A cosmic garbage dump, I guess. Or at a SAR, maybe a Sirius B somewhere.
That sounds risky as hell,
man. Yeah, I feel like
that
could be irresponsible.
That sounds really risky.
I mean, what
if the engine fails on one of those things?
Right.
Well, what if we accidentally attack extraterrestrials and they attack back?
That's another good possibility.
I'm thinking the sun can handle a shot of nuclear, considering it's a giant nuclear reaction.
That's a good idea.
That could probably handle.
How about build a space shuttle to take all the nukes to the sun? But then again, what if the space shuttle crashes and then all the nukes go off? That could be really bad.
It's certainly dangerous.
How about just dismantle them? I mean, isn't that
the
easiest thing?
They landed men on the moon. You'd think they could just shoot something into space towards the largest object that has the most geographic.
All right, as long as you don't put NASA in charge of it, then maybe like put some private company in charge of it, and maybe they'd get it done. Maybe that's what the next X Prize should be.
Perhaps by the time that we actually get to the point in Liberty on the World where everyone's willing to get rid of their nukes, we'll have figured out a way to harness the power and energy of the explosion, like a super elastic plastic bag that just takes it all and then spits it out as methane or something.
I like that one. Thanks, Ken, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855 450 free. Yeah, again, who knows what genius people will come up with as far as how to deal with this stuff. I'm sure, you know, if you let the market figure it out, there will be some creative methods. But otherwise, I just favor just go ahead and dismantle.
So we're sure that the weapons couldn't be used for energy purposes just because it's nuclear.
Am I sure of that? No, I don't know anything.
Because I don't know. I mean, they might have value other than being used as a bomb. People use.
No, well, that's what he was suggesting. Okay. Like, do some sort of thing to harness their power.
Right. That's what it sounded like, but it seemed like too obvious of an answer that we didn't say.
Yeah, maybe there's maybe you can use that enriched uranium, too.
Maybe we could make a black hole like they were going to do in the CERN labs or whatever it was, and then put them in there.
I don't think CERN was trying to create a black hole. You know what? If you have these kind of questions, you should not ask talk show hosts. That's what I've just decided. Yeah, that question should never have been asked of us.
All right. So back to the question about what can you do as an activist. We had this question come in on Facebook. Dude is saying, besides moving to New Hampshire, what can I do to get away from keyboard activism?
And my answer to that, which you were trying to answer, and I did answer you. Yep. I want to say that my answer to it first off, I think that you should try to be as free as you want to be. However, if you want to be a liberty activist, and those are two different things, the desire for freedom, the desire to attempt to sort of free others, those are different things.
And there's nothing wrong with not being an activist.
Yep. And now you can be an activist in creating freer worlds, ways to do that. Maybe you'll come up with ideas for, autonomous boats or something, boat cities or something. Those are the ideas. But the best solution I've been able to come up with is moving to New Hampshire. So you're asking me, what is the best solution besides the best solution? I don't have a best solution besides the best solution.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you can spin your wheels in politics wherever you are and try to feel like you're doing something. You could do outreach and spread the ideas of freedom. Or, hey, better yet, spread the Free State Project to other libertarians if you can't move. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for your call and thoughts. If you make it right now at 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We'll talk about GMO food labeling here if we get a chance in these remaining moments, but your calls come first. If you make them, we've also got Skype, by the way. You can Skype into username lrn.fm. That's user lrn.fm. Send a contact request first. It will be approved, and it'll be easy for you to connect with us on Skype. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. And if you like the show and you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then please shop with us. We talked about that previously. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. Also, you can become an amplifier, Free Talk Live AMP program. The matching contributions are still going on, and I'd like to reiterate what the purpose is, because actually we've taken a hit over the last couple weeks. We're actually down by another $50 in the last week, so we're down probably about $150 from our goal now at this point. So some people, I'm thinking that what has happened here, Mark, is that it's a new year, and so people's credit cards are expiring, or their subscriptions or something like
makes
that
sense.
Are expiring, or people are looking at their they're looking at their budgets and they're reworking things. But anyway, what we had for the last 2 months of 2013 was really awesome growth in the AMP program because of the matching contribution program. So I want to let you know it's still happening. It's not too late for you to sign up for the matching contribution program. And what that means is, you know, the AMP program helps us get on more radio stations. I just announced on our email list today and on the Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter that we added 4 new radio stations. We're now up to 140 radio stations coast to coast that air the show at various different times throughout the week. We could have 300, 400, 500, maybe 600 radios. 600 is topping it out. But like 500, that's doable in the radio business. And we can do that, but we have to have the money to effectively market the show. We need to have Daryl, who is our new affiliate relations person. And that was the point of the fundraiser that we had put together here at the end of 2013. We wanted to raise $900, and we still want to raise $950 per month in AMP contributions. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, in AMP contributions to the show. And it's $5 a month to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. But if you AMP now, your AMP will be doubled. It will continue to be doubled on through the next 10 months, I think. We've got it pledged all the way through these contributors, the matching contributors, have pledged to match for a full year, and we've got a good 10 months to go in that that full year's time frame. So your AMP $5 becomes $10. Or if you want to AMP $10, it becomes $20. So please take a moment to go to amp.freetalklive.com. We want to reach that 950 per month goal. We're at around 800 some per month right now of that goal, and we've had a tough couple weeks on the AMP program as we've lost like a platinum here and a platinum there, and those are like $25 a piece, so it's easy to take a quick hit. So what we really need is more silver $5 a month amplifiers, because when you lose a silver, it's not, you know, as big of a hit as losing a platinum. Obviously, I appreciate everybody that signs up as platinum, but it really hurts when somebody leaves as a platinum too. So help us out if you don't mind. It sure does make a big difference for Free Talk Live, and it's $5 a month to you. You get perks too. You get the amp-only call-in lines, you get amp-only forum, and there's an amp-only podcast, which doesn't have the usual podcast commercials. And plus, your amp money is effectively doubled right now. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. I sure do appreciate it. Free Talk Live, it makes a big difference for us. It makes it so we can pay Daryl to do affiliate relations. He's gotten two radio stations for Free Talk Live already in just the 3 months that he's been on board.
Sure, that's a lot more effective than advertising has been.
I totally agree. I think Daryl's been awesome in comparison to the advertising that we've done. So you can help us with this, and we do appreciate it. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. So let's go to this GMO labeling story, Mark. You were concerned about this.
Actually, the conversation we had in the break, I really want to discuss the person asked, what can you do if you don't move to New Hampshire, he says Keene, but whatever, I assume he means New Hampshire, to increase freedom. And I think Allie convinced me. So there's...
During the break?
Yeah, during the break. I've got a couple of things to say.
Damn.
So the... I don't get convinced often. I pointed out that Satoshi Nakamoto, or whomever that is, that pseudonym is, created Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I love the idea of seasteading, and I think that there are people working hard outside of New Hampshire. I wish they'd move to New Hampshire and do it, but I can see why they might choose not to.
Yeah.
Outside of New Hampshire to create these interesting ideas like seasteading. There's another idea called the Peacekeeper, and I believe it's at peacekeeper.org. It's an app that allows you to be in contact with your neighbors in case there's some kind of emergency at your house, and that it's basically like a 911 for civilians. And
that's awesome.
It's a great idea, and it's created by this guy, Cody Drummond, and I love it. And so I would say that you could create some interesting technology that would keep people more free outside of New Hampshire. Now, I don't know what that technology is. You're going to have to create that yourself. Barring that, if you want to, he asked the next best thing. And the next best thing I'd say is be ready with cameras all the time. The only kind of activism you can do that's effective is the kind that holds bureaucrats responsible. And so when they're acting out, doing that thing that you can show them on YouTube or whatever, doing, that's incredibly powerful. The people that were on the subway that got the video of the police officer shooting the guy that was handcuffed, sitting in front of him, just pulls out his gun and shoots him right in the back, right there on the ground, while he's hunched over and handcuffed. Well, the people that got the video of the beating of the, what was that guy, the red-headed guy that's the homeless one that has that terrible
Kelly
picture.
Thomas?
Kelly Thomas. Those people did, that's activism. It's incredible activism.
Yeah, but hold on. While those things are important, look at the results of those activisms. The cops who beat Kelly Thomas to death just got found not guilty by a jury.
Yeah.
And in addition, the BART cop that you were talking about that shot that guy in the back, murdered him in cold blood, that dude only did 11 months in prison.
Absolutely.
He went to jail. He didn't go to prison.
You would point out that all the activism done here in New Hampshire is aggregated activism. You wouldn't say that any one piece of activism has been all the activism that there has existed. And I'm just saying that people need to be informed of what their government bureaucrats are doing.
I agree. I'm not saying don't do those things, but you got to look at it in the larger perspective.
That one
if
thing
you
isn't
are the drop
matter.
In the bucket, then what good is it ultimately?
You
then
can't.
You're just putting your ass on the line.
Satoshi Nakamoto, it won the lottery of agorism. Somebody thought about, you know, cryptocurrencies were talked about for 30 years. Somebody figured out how to break the double spend problem, came up with a great solution. He won the lottery of activism. You're not likely to win the lottery of activism. You'll be lucky to get paid back for what you've put in. Ian, I know you haven't. You've never been paid back financially for the amount that you've put in activism.
Interested.
I know you're not. I'm just saying that it's let's be clear here.
I certainly haven't been keeping track.
It's all in aggregism. I just see how much you time and energy you put in activism, man. It's your whole life, and you're dedicated to it.
Well, not everybody has to do that. I mean, no, like you don't. Said, just carry a camera with you. It can make
have
a difference.
Have a camera.
But having that camera could also get you targeted by rogue cops.
It could very well. This is something that a person...
That's why having a community that you're around...
But you're trying
you
to convince him
things.
To move to New Hampshire. He didn't ask you, could you please convince me to move to New Hampshire?
I'm not saying move to New Hampshire. Move anywhere where there's a community. There's a community of people in Austin, Texas. There's a community of them in North Carolina in the Asheville area. There's a community of them in Wyoming. I mean, anywhere where there's a community of people who care about freedom and activism is a better, safer place to be than where you are. If you're going to be the lone cop blocker in L.A. or wherever... That's a fool's errand as far as I'm concerned. Well, you're going to get targeted and taken out.
Mark made a good point earlier when he said, you know, there's a difference between being a libertarian and then being an activist is a different thing. So I would think, like, if someone says they're an activist, I'm assuming that they're doing things that might put them at risk. So, you know, for an activist,
true.
It might not be so much of a concern about, you know, how much risk am I, you know, am I gathering in this, doing this activism, but that... You know, you're doing it because, you know, you feel compelled to for whatever reason. So if you're not moving to New Hampshire, like I was talking to you, Ian, about like, well, what about going out of state or out of your town to do activism? And you said, well, doing activism where I live is more important to me. Well, that's the case for a lot of people who aren't planning to move to New Hampshire
yep.
or Austin or any of these other places anytime soon. But it's just riskier where they are. It might not be worth it to be an activist where you are, and you don't have to be an activist. No one has to be an activist. Nope. It's something that you do because you feel compelled.
Absolutely. And I wouldn't say don't do it, but just know the risks.
So
if you're going to be lone gunning it, good luck.
I'd like to recommend you get the one of these programs like Quick QIK or Bamboozer.
Bamboozer is better, I think.
Bamboozer is. That allow you to take video. That video immediately streams to the internet, so that mm-hmm. some government bureaucrat can't just erase it if they you know arrest you and take your phone and then erase it and then let you go on your way. They love to do that kind of thing. And if you get that important footage that might make the difference in someone's life somewhere, then they'll just take it away from you. So make sure you get the streaming one of these streaming apps, and that can really make a difference.
We'll have to come back to the GMO thing at a later time,
yeah.
I guess.
I got it saved.
Yeah, I would never tell somebody don't do activism or don't do whatever it is you feel compelled to do. There's all kinds of things you can do, but if you want it to be more effective, then you have to be combined with other activists. I mean, otherwise, it's not even really worthwhile, I don't think. Because then you're putting your butt on the line. Whenever you record the police, your butt's on the line. And if they do something to you, who's going to stand for you? Who's going to stand with you? Maybe there's somebody in your area. I hope there is. We'll see more tomorrow night. Free Talk Live.
Getting ready for that spring home makeover? Then get the hottest flooring styles for less at Lumber Liquidators Exotic Flooring Sale. Get hand-scraped exotic Brazilian cherry, hard-to-find acacia, and more. All on sale. You could pay $5.89 a square foot for Brazilian redwood at other stores, but we've got it for $3.99. That's 32% less. Plus, get high-quality laminates for 49 cents and special financing. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on a love connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, now they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. And discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.